Our next patient is Patricia Franzen, F-R-A-N-Z-E-M, M as in Mary. Patricia Franzen, F as in Frank, F-R-A-N-Z-E-M. Date of birth is 2562. Date of visit is 4323. Please make a copy for Monica Cantu, MD, C-A-N-T-U, Monica Cantu, MD. Next paragraph. Dear Monica, thank you for sending Patricia Franzen for primary evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 61-year-old female who has been experiencing pains in the upper abdomen and lower chest wall. States it's a dull ache, and sometimes it's quite sharp and radiate towards the back. And she's not able to take deep breaths at the time she has pains. The patient has some radiation of the pain to the shoulder and left arm. And she did have a complete cardiac workup, which apparently was negative. She's not gained any weight, and she denies any fever, chills, or night sweats. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for Hodgkin's lymphoma, for which she received chemotherapy and radiation therapy to the mediastinum. She has hypothyroidism, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and a history of mitral valve insufficiency. She also had a non-small cell carcinoma in the upper neck, requiring extensive resection, and subsequent radiation. She has had sinus surgery multiple times, and she also had a benign brain tumor resected, which was apparently a meningioma. Next paragraph. Oh, can you also mention the patient has history for asthma? Next paragraph. Habits. Patient denies history for smoking and drinks alcohol rarely. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died at old age. Mother had Alzheimer's. One sister had lymphoma. Next, system review. The patient denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever. She has pains along the left arm. She denies headaches or blackouts. No urinary symptoms, dysuria. She has no skin lesions. She does have some joint pains, extremities. She has no depression or anxiety. Next. Physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress, there's no pallor sign of this clubbing of peripheral edema. The blood pressure is 118/70, pulse is 92, respiration is 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 118, saturation 98. HENT and non-cystic fibrosis reactive and equal. Throat was clear, ears not finished. Throat is clear. Neck supple, nerve root, nerve thyroid enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with distant death sounds. Wheezes are scattered throughout both lung pits, prolonged expirations. Heart, the arteries are irregular, smothered as to no normal nerve 3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organic mercury, bowel sounds are active. proximities, no demon lesions, no cap tenderness, reflects the one plus no no motor deficits, cranialness, ghostly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. Bilateral lung nodules etiology undetermined. Number two is the history of Hodgkin's lymphoma status post radiation. Number three is the history of squamous cell carcinoma of the upper airway. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest without contrast. Nebulized donut solution added, BID-PRN. And the follow-up visit be registered approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy. For Callahan 70.